Topic 172, Thought Forms. 1. Man is constructing thought forms all the time, and is following unconsciously the same method as his ego pursues in building his bodies, as the logos follows in building his system, and as a planetary logos uses in constructing his scheme. A man speaks, and a very diversified mantram is the result. The energy thus generated swings into activity a multitude of little lives which proceed to build a form for his thought. They pursue analogous stages to those just outlined. At this time, man sets up these mantric vibrations unconsciously and in ignorance of the laws of sound and of their effect. The occult work that he is carrying on is thus unknown to him. Later he will speak less, know more, and construct more accurate forms, which will produce powerful effects on physical levels. From a treatise on cosmic fire, page 786. 2. Much that is to be seen now of a distressing nature in the world can be directly traced to the wrong manipulation of mental matter by man. The selfishness, the sordid motives, the prompt response to evil impulses for which the human race has been distinguished has brought about a condition of affairs unparalleled in the system. A gigantic thought form hovers over the entire human family, built by men everywhere during the ages, energized by the insane desires and evil inclinations of all that is worst in man's nature, and kept alive by the promptings of his lower desires. This thought form has to be broken up and dissipated by man himself. From a treatise on cosmic fire, pages 947 through 948. 3. Facing each earnest aspirant to the mysteries is that vitalized form which he has himself constructed and nourished during the course of his previous incarnations, and which represents the sum total of his desires, motives, and thoughts. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 953. 4. In all thought building, men have several things to do, which might be enumerated as follows: to purify their lower desires, so that they are enabled to see clearly in the occult sense, an ability to lose sight of self-interest in group interest and thus cooperate with the plan, to secure control over the mind, an ability gradually developed once the mind is brought under control through concentration, to meditate in the occult sense and thus bring through the plan from higher levels and ascertain his individual share in the plan. Finally, having constructed a thought form, the next thing the servant of humanity has to learn to do is how to send it on its mission. The average man is often the victim of his own thought forms. He constructs them, but is neither strong enough to send them out to do their work, nor wise enough to dissipate them when required. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 955 through 956. 5. A thought form is the result of two types of energy: that emanating in the first instance from the ego on abstract levels, that originating in a secondary sense from the man on the physical plane through the medium of the brain. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 958. 6. All activity of every kind is the result, A, of thought forms built consciously or unconsciously, B, of self-initiated thought forms or of the effect of the thought forms of others, C, of responsiveness to one's own inner impulses or of responsiveness to the impulses of others and therefore to group thought forms. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 977. 7. There is no life so circumscribed and no person so situated who cannot begin to work intelligently and to build thought forms under law and with understanding. There is no day in any man's life, particularly if he is an aspirant or a disciple, when a man cannot work in mental matter, control his use of thought, watch the effect of his mental processes on those he contacts, and so handle his mind stuff that he becomes more and more useful. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 280. 8. A thought form can also act as a poisoning agent and poison all the springs of life. A violent dislike, a gnawing worry, a jealousy, a constant anxiety, and a longing for something or someone may act so potently as an irritant or poison that the entire life is spoiled and service is rendered futile. The entire life is embittered and devitalized by the embodied worry, hatred, and desire. All relationships with other people are rendered equally futile or even definitely harmful, for the worried or suspicious aspirant spoils the home circle or his group of friends by his inner poisonous attitude, governed by an idea. His relation to his own soul and the strength of the contact with the world of spiritual ideas is at a standstill, for he cannot progress onward and is held back by the poison in his mental system. His vision becomes distorted, his nature corroded, and all his relationships impeded by the wearing, nagging thoughts that he himself embodied in form and that have a life so powerful that they can poison him. From A Treatise on White Magic, page 489.